Hello everyone, this is Bill Dengler, aka Bill Cady. I apologize in advance for the poor recording quality of this podcast, and you'll see what I mean here in a minute. What we're going to be discussing today is something called cyanogen mod. So let's ask the question first. What is cyanogen mod? Cyanogen mod is an aftermarket, community-supported, custom version of Android that you can flash to your phone. Now, what cyanogen mod lets you do depends on what phone you have. We're going to look at the benefits for a device that already has stock Android. So if your device does not yet have stock Android, well, the first benefit is you're basically going to get, the way I look at cyanogen mod is it's stock Android plus plus. So if you're not already running stock Android, cyanogen mod is going to give you that, and then it's going to add onto stock Android, fix the bugs, add new features, and if your phone's older, you might even be able to get a new version of Android. Just to give you guys an example, the T-Mobile G2 or HTC Desire Z, which came out in 2010 with 2.2 Froyo, got upgraded to Gingerbread, and through Cyanogen Mod, it's running Jelly Bean, 4.2 Jelly Bean. So that's one benefit if your device is not on the latest version of Android. Generally, Cyanogen Mod will be one of the latest versions of Android. If your device is not stock Android or AOSP, you're going to get, basically, AOSP++. But what if my device already has stock Android? Like this, right here. An LG Nexus 4. What if my phone comes with stock Android? Well, Cyanogen Mod offers a couple other benefits for those of us on stock Android. I'm going to show you a couple of those benefits in this podcast. And at the end, if you're interested in flashing Cyanogen Mod, I'll give you my contact information, and you can contact me if you're interested in flashing this ROM onto your device. So first, let's unlock this Nexus 4 and have a look at what we have.
009, ring at 100%.
So, sounds pretty standard talkback. We're at the lock screen.
Status widget. 009, ROM. Site unlock. Discharging 24%. T-Mobile. Site area.
Okay, pretty standard lock screen. We're going to slide to unlock. Although, actually, let me show you one benefit while we're right here on the lock screen. On Android phones, generally, you would slide left to right to unlock. I have a shortcut defined in my lock screen, and I will show you how to do this in the settings. But I'm going to slide, instead of left to right, I'm going to slide right to left, and let's see what happens. So we are now in the phone app here. We are now in the phone app. That is because I have a shortcut defined on this phone. And when you slide from right to left, the phone app opens. So that's one benefit right there. Is you can define lock screen shortcuts. And we're going to go to the home screen. And we are now at my Nova launcher. And let's go into the settings, and again, we're going to see another benefit. For those of you that have Nexus devices, you know that your bottom three icons are back, home, and recent apps. Let's look at my bottom icons.
Back.
Back. Home. That's
double
pretty standard. Now, let's see what else is here.
Menu.
Menu. This is a new one.
Recent
apps. So I have four icons at the bottom. I have a menu icon. And that will open, anytime an application has a menu, it will open the menu. So I'm going to tap this menu key now.
Menu. Shut it for items.
And we're in the menu, we're going to go to System Settings.
System Settings.
Double tap.
Settings.
So we are now in the CyanogenMod settings. Before we do anything, let's look at the CyanogenMod settings.
Data Bluetooth Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Data usage. More.
Pretty standard.
In launcher. Interface.
Okay, this is where we start deviating from standard.
Launcher.
Launcher, and that will take you to your launcher settings, whether that be Nova Launcher, Trebuchet, whatever launcher you're using, it'll take you to the settings.
Lock screen.
Lock screen. Let's go into lock screen.
Lock screen. Back screen security. View or change lock screen security. Delay and time of settings.
Okay.
Background default wallpaper.
So we can change the lock screen wallpaper. That's a benefit.
Battery status all the way on.
We can set it up. Like I did, so the battery status is always on the lock screen.
Lock widget, view or change, have a clock go, and lock screen widgets will display.
Okay. We can change the way the clock widget will display. Let's go in here.
C lock,
it says.
Done. Clock and alarm.
Clock and alarm.
Weather panel.
Weather panel.
Calendar events.
Calendar events.
Weather panel.
Let's see what weather panel
is. Weather panel. Weather done. General. Display weather. Yahoo. Weather. Checkbox. Checked. Update interval, 60 minutes. Use custom location, checkbox, not check location, delocated using network, disabled display. Show when minimized, display summary weather, use color icons, use metric,
So you can set up...
C-lock, done. Clock weather, calendar events.
Calendar events.
Calendar, done. General, display next event, checkbox, not checked.
I can set it to display my next calendar event.
Calendar, done. General. Display event calendars, live events, complete calendars.
I can tell it what calendars I want, what Google calendars I want to use. 2 week look ahead, let's see what else you can have. 3 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, 1 day, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Okay, 4 weeks is the highest, so that's where I'm going to put it.
Font color white. Details font color gray. Upcoming events. Highlight events. Bold font. Checkbox. Not check. Font color white. Details font color gray.
So as you can see, that's already a benefit, is having calendar and weather on the lock screen.
Back.
Let's go back.
C-lock. Back. Lock. Clock widget. View or maximize widgets. Show widgets maximized and the unlock minimized when the screen is turned on. Checkbox.
Okay, what that means is you can set up your... What that means is you can have your lock screen set up so that if you define widgets on that screen, you define those widgets, and then you have to tap the expand lock area button, and you can unlock your screen. If you use a lot of widgets, this might be an option to consider.
Slider shortcuts. You can change custom lock screen shortcuts.
You can define slider shortcuts, which is what I was showing you with the phone app. You can go in here and define shortcuts. And that's it for lock screen. So let's hit the back button.
Settings. Launcher. Lock screen. Themes.
Themes. You can set themes. Not very important for us.
System.
Let's go to system though.
System. Navigator. Status bar.
Status bar.
Status, navig, clock. Show clock, checkbox, checked.
Okay, you can say you want to show the clock.
AM/PM style, disabled.
AM, PM style, none, because I'm not using 12-hour format.
General, battery status style, icon.
Battery status, you can make it an icon or percentage. Again, TalkBack reads as a percentage regardless.
Signal status style, icon.
Now this, TalkBack will care about. If you have it set here as icon, TalkBack will say like 3G or HSPA+. You can also set it to give you the signal in numbers, like dBm and things like that. So if that's important to you, you can set it up that way too.
Brightness control, automatic brightness is enabled. Checkbox, not checked, disabled.
You can set brightness control.
Show notification count, display number of pending notifications. Checkbox, not checked.
You can show the number of pending notifications. Again, I don't know how TalkBack's going to read that. Although you can always tap the top of the screen to hear your notifications anyway. Let's go back.
System. Clock widget. You will have a menu. Notification drawn. Quick settings panel. Status bar.
Let's go to quick settings panel. Quick settings panel.
Quick setting. App general. Quick pull down off.
You can define a quick pull down. Again, no idea how TalkBack's going to deal with this.
Auto close panel. Close the quick settings panel upon toggle. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, you can close.
Static tiles. Tiles and layout. View. Select or change the layout of.
Okay, these are tiles, and the way this works is when you slide down your notifications bar, different tiles can show up.
Sound mode, tiles and layout, view, select or change the layout of the displayed tiles. Sound mode, view or change the sound button mode. Network mode, 2G, 3G, 2G, plus 3G. Screen time mode, 15th 1M5M. Dynamic tiles, note.
Again, these are all things that you can configure, so when you slide down your notifications, they will show up and you can select. Network modes, things of that nature from your notifications.
Alarm clock, checkbox, checked. Alert report, checkbox, checked. IV changer, checkbox, checked. USB tether, checkbox, checked. Wi-Fi display, checkbox, checked.
No, they're dynamic tiles, they show up when you need them. So let's click back.
Back. System. Clock widget, view power menu. Notification.
Let's
call.
Go to the power menu. This is useful to us, because you can define what options you want when you hold down the power button. You can have reboot in the power menu, and it will let you do things like reboot recovery, reboot bootloader, etc. Take a screenshot, you can have that in the power menu. I believe that's disabled because the phone, or this is not a tablet.
Profile switcher, checkbox, checked.
Profile switcher, that's another benefit of CM, is you can have profiles, kind of like the old Symbian phones and Windows Mobile phones, where you could have, like, a vibrate profile, or a normal profile, or a work profile, and you could switch all your settings at once with the profiles, and CyanogenMod has that.
Airplane mode, checkbox, checked.
Airplane mode in the power menu.
Sound panel, checkbox, checked.
Sound settings. And that's it.
Navigator.
So let's back
system.
Out.
Power menu. Clock widget. View or change notification light enabled.
Okay, again, not
double-tap
relevant to us.
Enabled.
Again, not relevant.
Pi controls disabled.
Pi controls does not work with TalkBack.
Navigation bar. Button tap layout.
Okay, now this, you can change your buttons and layout of the navigation bar. For example, I added a menu button. You can have menu buttons, you can have back buttons, you can have all kinds of stuff on your nav bar, and this is where you can control that.
Quick launch shortcuts.
Quick launch shortcuts.
Quick launch. Nav drag the slider to target to assign shortcuts. Slide area reset. Save.
Okay. Not sure how well this is going to work with TalkBack. Apparently, you can slide targets, and you can have a nav bar slider to quick launch things.
Assist. Navigation bar, button tap, quick launch, navigator. Notification, button tap layout.
Alright, that looks like it does it for system.
Set, launcher, lock theme, system device, sound.
Okay, let's go into sound here.
Sound, navigator.
Let's see what they have here in sound.
All options. Volume.
Okay, let's
menu.
Go to the menu.
Show it one item, help.
Just help.
Sound.
Let's keep going
on
here.
Volumes.
Ring mode. Normal. Ring mode. So you can set different ring modes.
Ring, normal,
choices are normal,
vibrate,
and
checked.
Mute.
Ring, normal,
so this is a way to change the ring mode of your phone.
Sound. Music effects. Volume panels. Ring mode. Normal. Volume panel style. Expandable.
You can have an expandable volume panel.
Music effects. DSP manager.
Okay, music effects. This lets you do things like bass boost and different effects on your sound.
Quiet hours. Configure the hours of the device. Should be quiet.
Okay, this allows you to set up your phone so that, let's say during certain hours of the day, your phone will not ring or go off. Okay, phone ringtone. Vibrate when ringing.
Ascending ringtone.
Yet another CM feature. You can have an ascending ringtone instead of your ringtone always being at one volume. You can have an ascending one. So that might be a good feature for you.
System default notification sound.
Notification sound. Vibrate on touch. They brought that back into 4.2. Okay, you could turn off the ringer volume sound. If you don't want it, you can go in and turn that sound off.
Volume rocker music controls. When 3 off, lock pressing the volume rockers will seek music tracks. Checkbox checked.
If you use the Cyanogen Mod music player, when the screen's off, you can hold down volume up and volume down to control your music tracks. So again, this might be useful to us too. Pretty self-explanatory. Alright. This option, what it does, is when you plug in a headset, it'll set your system volume to like 50 or 55%, so it does, your phone doesn't get super loud as soon as you plug in your headset. So that is a nice feature. And that does it for sound.
Display,
we don't really care.
Storage,
we nothing changed. Battery, no. Apps, no.
Profiles.
This is what I was telling you about with the profiles. Let's go in here and see what you can change. Let's look at my default profile and see what you can change. Okay, now for each one of these things, there's a checkbox. If you want to change the setting, you have to check the checkbox and then double tap on the actual setting itself, and then you can change it. So let's say you want to change mobile data. You'd have to check mobile data disabled. You'd have to check on that box and then flick left and you double tap there, and then you could choose disable or enable. Let's look through what you can change. If your phone supports NFC, you can get like an NFC tag, and then you can tag profiles. So like when you touch a certain NFC tag, your phone goes on silent, for example. So you can change a lot of things with the profiles, which is handy. Language and input. This has got to be one of the most useful features in the ROM. In here. Let's find it. Volume key cursor control. What this lets you do is when you are typing in a text field, you can use the volume up and down keys to move yourself in the text field. So this allows you to do a lot more editing with the virtual keyboard. This is a very nice addition to Android, this volume key cursor control. This might be just one reason, to switch to Cyanogen Mod, is this volume key cursor control alone. So let's go back.
Date and time.
Accessibility.
Developer options.
developer options,
super
user. Okay, super user. When you flash CyanogenMod, mod, you get root access to your phone. So if you need to install or use root apps, then you're gonna need a ROM that has root access in it. So CyanogenMod is gonna be, you know, this is another reason to flash CyanogenMod.
Performance.
Let's go in here. You can change your CPU frequency settings. You can do CPU frequency scaling, I/O scheduling, scheduler stuff, memory management. There's a lot you can do in here. So let's go in here.
Alert proceed with caution. These settings are included for experimentation and any changes made to them have the potential to cause instability, crashes, data loss, or hardware failures. We request you do not file bug reports if any of these settings have been changed from the defaults. Alert proceed with these settings on OK button.
So you can do CPU frequency scaling. Let's see what you can do. Now, if you're on the screen, you are not going to want to flick. You're going to want to do explore by touch. Okay, so you can do, like I said, CPU frequency scaling. Let's see. Now, this phone, the CM kernel for this phone does not have a lot of CPU frequency scaling governors. Let's see what's available. Keep in mind, your phone and your mileage may vary with the kernel. For example, the Galaxy Nexus CDMA version has a conservative governor, and this does not. You can always get more governors by flashing a custom kernel, but this is beyond the scope of this podcast.
Maximum CPU, minimum CPU for CPU governor on demand. Alert CPU, CPU, interactive, not checked, on demand, checked. User space, not checked. Power save, not checked. Performance, not checked. Cancel button, on demand, checked. On processor, minimum.
You can change the minimum and maximum frequencies.
Memory management.
Let's go to I/O scheduler.
Show scheduler, CFQ.
CFQ is going to be the best if your device has a quad-core processor like this one. So you're going to want to have that I/O scheduler, the CFQ. So you can compress RAM and allow purging of assets. Again, helpful stuff. And like I said, these performance settings can really save some battery life on phones. This particular phone, when it was on the stock ROM, could barely get through 5-6 hours of usage. It can now tether for 8 hours and still have 20-some percent battery left. This is a Nexus 4 that's doing this. A Nexus 4. You know the battery on a Nexus 4. The CyanogenMod, you can do a lot of stuff to tweak the battery on this.
16-bit transfer is increasing 16-bit transparency, better graphics performance, but lower quality and may cause visual artifacts, requires removed checkbox, not checked.
So if you want better graphics performance, you can check this.
So this improvement, fixed color mapping default. Navigator.
And that does it for performance.
Let's
go into About Phone. CyanogenMod updates. This allows you to do over-the-air updates of your ROM. You're going to want to go in here, and if you're running a nightly, you're going to want to set the updater to grab nightlies. So let's go in here and show you how to do that.
You change the log. CyanogenMod statistics. CyanogenMod updates. Navigator. Refresh. More options. Check for updates. Twice daily.
Okay. By default, this is on weekly. You gotta go in here.
Alert. On manual, not checked.
Manual.
On
every reboot.
Not checked. Twice daily.
Twice daily.
Checked.
Daily.
Weekly.
And bi-weekly. Monthly. You are going to want to put this on twice daily if you are on a nightly build. Let's keep going. New versions INCL nightlies is where you want to be. It is by default set to, let's see.
New versions,
New versions stable only. You gotta change that to new versions INCL memories if you're on the network. And then it shows your available updates. So let's go back. You can read the change logs.
Legal information.
Legal info.
Nexus 4. Android version 4.2.2. Base app version. Kernel version 3.4.0 of VFFVF4. CPU ARM 7 processor and memory 1872 MB. Cyanogen Moth version 10.1-20,000,000. Real fate. Primark when real helmet.
Etc. So, as you can see, there are a lot of features just in the settings of CyanogenMod. Just the different settings you can use. Let's go home. So, that's a look at the settings of CyanogenMod, and right there you saw a bunch of different benefits. You can have the volume key cursor control, which for some people, that's a reason in itself to switch. There is a lot more customization you can do. Quiet hours. What else can you do? Quiet hours. You can do the lock screen shortcuts. You can add a menu button down there. Battery life. That's another big one that is, you know, if it's one reason to switch people, it's going to be battery life. That's another big one. CPU frequency scaling and root. Those are some of the big reasons to switch. So, you're interested in switching to CyanogenMod, taking the ROM that's on your phone and getting rid of it and putting CyanogenMod in its place. If this is something that interests you, you can email me at BillKD, that's BillKD 2008 at gmail.com. Again, that's BillKD. That's BillKD 2008 at gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Have a wonderful day.